4, 6, 3, 0, e got 6, 6, 6.
Was that to say I went to see CC?
Yes.
To see what he could?
He wasn't a man, it's the owner.
Pardon?
Owner went to CC.
Owner went to CC?
Yeah.
Who's owner?
Owner's daddy's friend.
Daddy's friend?
Owner.
Owner, well, you called the cleaning lady in Spain Owner, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because every time we saw her, she said, Hola, hola. And I think you thought she was called Ola, didn't you?
Ola.
Ola.
Ola. You can see that funny song, Ian.
See. Well, you can sing it to me if you like.
C-R-P-R-C-R-C-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R-E-R started shouting, that's me. I can't hear it, that's right. You won't hear that this time.
No, just sing it normally if you're going to. Sing nice and gently. I'm sailing
away.
No, you can't. No, no, no. You do it yourself, can you? Because you can't do the words. Right, so we're going to put these best shoes in a box.
Yes, a shoe. How shoes go in boxes?
Well, we're getting them these best shoes from a wedding, aren't we? And I've given them a clean. I want to put them away in the box now. So you put the other one in the other way, so that the heel, that's right, not so that it's together, turn it round, so they're the other way round. That's it, they fit in better like that. And you're all cleaned and smart, and Mum's best shoes. So the next time we go somewhere, they're ready, aren't they? Well, would you like to pop them on the stairs for me?
That's not round, okay.
Okay.
I do that, no, and you just go there. Step back, because we're doing a long trick.
You're doing a long trick?
It's abracadabra!
Shh, abracadabra you mean?
Yes, abracadabra. But I've not got a wand.
Haven't you?
No.
What can we use for a wand? A drinking straw.
That's not a wand.
No, but it's the nearest thing I can think of. Oh well.
Thank you.
Look at that, abracadabra.
Yes, thank you.
Look, if you're going to shout, I'm going to get very cross. I don't want to shout it. Listen. You've got to learn to be quiet, Thomas. Not everybody likes a lot of noise, you know. And the tweenies. Miles. Not Miles, Marlo. He's often noisy, isn't he?
Yes.
And you always get fed up with him. They don't find it funny. They get cross, don't they? They get sick of it. Hey, you heard of people being sick of something?
Daddy, Mama, are you going to eat just right now?
Right, well, you guys are helping make a jelly now.
Oh, no, I'm doing that. It's funny trick.
Right, we've just got to boil the kettle for a second, so I shall move this microphone over here. Because it will make a din when the kettle's on. That's clever, that rhyme, isn't it? Right, now we've got to use boiling water, so we've got to be really careful. Let's see what we've done with the jelly. I'll tell you that. Sure, I've never made jelly from a packet before. I've always made it from cubes. This is powder, isn't it? Let's have a look.
Powder jelly.
Oh, right, so I've got to get the jug ready first. Oh, 275 millimetres. That's a bit of a nuisance because...
What?
My measuring jug is in pints and ounces. Let's see what this one is. We've got three measuring jugs. Litres. Let's just try the other one and see what that says. Here we are. I could do an abracadabra for this, can't I?
Of course we can!
275 mils, right, Tom?
Abracadabra!
Probably up to about there, I reckon.
Abracadabra!
Shh, just calm down now, please. Tom Stone, you really are annoying me now.
a big one. I need a little one like that. Not a big one.
Right, so I think that must be about right there. Have you?
That's fine. Okay. I think it's 20 minutes.
You think it's 20 minutes, do you?
Yes, I do.
Right.
20 minutes.
Pour it in, it's strawberry, you smell that.
Mm.
Look at the colour. It's so pretty. They're jelly crystals, so sprinkle them. There. Now, do you want to get your little stool? Please. I think there's some dirty washing on top of it. You'll have to pop that on the floor for me.
Get all on the floor.
Now, ever so steady, ever so careful because this is boiling water, isn't it?
We're going to lose them.
Well, there's our spoon. Look. Still. Look at that. All those jelly crystals have gone into the liquid, haven't they? Put from those few on this side. I'm just trying
to... We're going to lose
them. Look, look at the pocket if you need it. Now, are you going to help stir this?
This is closer than I want to have it.
All right, just let's dissolve those. Ever so carefully, because you mustn't get your fingers near it and mustn't stir it quick, because if it splashes, then the litter will jump up and bite you, won't it, for being so hot. There we are. Stir. Do you know any songs about stirring or mixing?
No, I don't.
I don't think I do. There we are. Right, let it go a second now. Now what we've got to do.
It smells nice.
Doesn't it smell?
Let my finger cut it on nice.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, mustn't touch that now because it will burn. Let's get some cold water from here.
Cold water.
Cold water. I'll put it into this jug and we've got to pour it up to around about that line, I think. Nice cold water. There we are. Pour it in. Up to, where did I say?
There.
About. Do you want to come out there?
Yeah.
I do.
I think it's just right there.
Right there. How's that?
Let's smell it now.
Let's have a stir. Let's smell. How's that? You stir. Watch, you'll get your fingers in it. Careful. How's that? Mixy, mixy. Do you know what we should have done before we started? We should have washed our hands, but we have just wiped them because you had an apple, didn't you?
Mm.
And after you finish your apple, I washed them. So, it's only years ago. And the shoes we put in the box were clean, weren't they? Well, now do you know what we've got to do? And just leave it there. We'll pop it right at the back of the cooker. We've got to choose something to put it into.
That's a mug.
A mug? No, I don't think we'll have a mug. I think we'll have a jelly mould.
A jelly mould? What's a jelly mould?
A jelly mould? Well, it's a container. A fancy shape. And that's called a mould.
Oh,
are you drilling into it?
No. I've never seen it.
Well, I think you probably recognise it when you see it. And then when the jelly
settles...
No, steady. What we'll do another day as well, Thomas. We'll make some jelly cubes. We'll make some jelly cubes and strawberries and we'll thread them on a skewer. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's do it now.
Well, no, we can't do it now because I haven't got any fruit. I haven't got any strawberries or anything like that.
Ah.
Right, so these are jelly molds.
These are jelly molds.
Right. Oh. Is that a shape?
No.
That's a traditional jelly mould. Oh. There's that. What's that?
A pink hat. Let's put it in this pink hat.
A pink hat? A pussycat jelly mould.
And another cat.
Another cat jelly mould. Do you know why we've got so many pussycat jelly
molds? And this is just a jelly!
Don't touch that because if you knock the jelly over you'll get burned. This is another, look at this huge jelly mold. That's a big one, isn't it?
It is!
And somewhere, and I'm not quite sure where, we've got some teddy bear jelly molds.
Jelly mold! are yours, and cats. Come on. Knock. And the ones in that box.
Well, that's another world, and I can't quite remember. We've got lots of pussycat animals because...
What? Well,
in December. Whose birthday is it?
Oh, no.
Who has a birthday in December?
Daddy.
No, Daddy's is October. Grandma had one in December, but whose is before Grandma's? We just let her out.
Purdy.
Purdy, when we have a party for Purdy. On Purdy's birthday, we always make a cake. And we always make some jellies, and the jellies are in the shape of...
Cats.
Cat. Look, here's the teddy bears.
Oh.
Do you want the brown bear or the...
I don't want cats. I want a cat.
You want a pussycat? Well, we'll do a pussycat and then with any spare jelly we'll put them into one of the teddies, shall we?
I'm doing this at that fair, I don't need my wand.
That's right, you don't need your wand now because you're busy making jelly, aren't you?
What's that,
Right, let's pop on this
stuff.
Well, stuff is a jolly good word, isn't it? I was going to put all these containers back, but that sounded better.
You want a wand?
No, I'm fine, thank you, Thomas. If the jelly doesn't set, then I'll borrow your wand and we'll magic it, shall we? Let's put everything back, haven't we?
I'm going to start 10 minutes.
Now, the other thing I need to do is make sure we've got space in the fridge.
Please, I want that in there.
Also, in this one, right now, this is a brass mould.
Brass mould?
No, not glass, brass.
Brass.
Brass. Brass. Brass.
Brass.
You're from Yorkshire like I am, Thomas. And you're from Lancashire, so it'll probably be the same. Brass.
Brass.
And this is a brass mould. And it's got a picture of a...
Sheep.
A sheep. It's like, actually, it's not brass, it's copper. It's a copper mould. That's a sheep on it.
I need that
to really hang that in the kitchen. That's where it's supposed to be hung. Mummy uses the sheep one when I'm doing some moose, salmon moose and patties and things like that.
But do I need to have some too? Yes,
we can stack them. We're going to use one now for the jelly, aren't we?
I don't want them. They're in the other ones.
Well, good. Get us a quick rinse into the cold tap.
I'm doing too.
It's a long time since I've used this.
No, yes. Right.
Now, this is the bit we've got to be really careful with. Got to give this jelly another mix out. Oh, look, a red jelly going into a red pussycat. Do you want to give it a more stir for look? There you are. That's lovely. I tell you what, it dissolves a lot quicker than the cubes I'm used to using.
Let me have a smell.
Anyway, you have a smell. Strawberries. If we had any strawberries in the house, we could have sliced some strawberries into this, couldn't we? There you are. Do you know, if Purdy comes in now and sees this?
Yes.
She's going to... Oh, heck.
Oh, yeah.
Mummy went over the edge. Purdy's going to think it's a birthday, isn't she?
Yes!
Right, which... Don't be careful. Which teddy bear, the brown one or the white one?
The
white one. All right, I'll give the white one a quick rinse as well. They should be clean because they've been in a storage container, but because they've been in a drawer a long time.
Oh, no, I'm...
Right, so let's wipe that little bit of jelly up there. There we are, we'll pour this. You would see me the teddy bear, Mum. Mummy's not very good at this, is she?
No. I'm doing that, then I'm making a terrible mess.
Well, I think, yes, I was going to say, I mean, I'm not particularly good at it, but I think out of the two of us, I perhaps hit the ball better than you, but maybe not very well.
Yeah.
Right, let's get off that plate.
I forgot to drop it.
Oh, no, you won't drop it. There we are, I'll stand it very gently on there, pussycat one. And the teddy bear one, very carefully there. And then I'll pop it right at the back there. And then we'll leave it to set me. Mustn't touch those. And when they're very cool, we can move them from the top, the work surface, into the fridge.
Poppy Cuckoo!
Right, how's that?
Lots of these.
But I haven't got any more, Thomas, I'm sorry.
No, I want the lots, just that.
No, I've only got the three, but it's a teddy bear, a pussycat, and a traditional shape.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, well, that was quick, wasn't it? That didn't take many minutes.
Feel.
Oh, we're even more lazy, Thomas. The same as we've got a few things in the dishwasher.
Lazy dishwasher?
Yep, we'll use the dishwasher.
That's stupid, dear.
It's stupid, dear, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, well. It might be stupid, but same as we've got a few things to wash already, it's stupid not to use it. What would you rather be still?
No,
good. All right. Now we've got another job to do now.
Where is it?
Well, you know when Nina came round?
Yes.
She bought Mummy some flowers, didn't she?
Huh? What's those flowers?
So we need to get the flowers from the vase now. Tom, please, do not do that.
It's set.
No, no, it won't be set for a long, long time. We'll have to leave it there until it's really cold and I'll pop it in the fridge. And then we can probably eat it.
Probably.
Well, I don't even think it's tea time. I think it'll be lunchtime tomorrow. How's that?
Then we can eat a jelly. Not meat a jelly. Have we?
Pardon?
Not meat a jelly.
This is the jelly, darling. It doesn't look much like jelly now. It just looks like a sloshy drink, doesn't it? It looks like a strawberry drink. But when it's set, you'll see, it'll be a nice jelly. So
okay, not out of the straw, turn around, it's turned round.
Is it, or is it the knob that's loose? I'll hold that. No, you turn it around that way. I'll hold the little screw inside. Oh, that's it, we tightened it up, brilliant. No, 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 don't turn it back again. Right, just pop it, push it to now. Good boy. Right, would you like a little drink of juice before we carry on?
Yes, of course I do.
What do you say?
Please. Let's have jelly.
No, not a drink of jelly, darling. No, jelly is in the mines now. We mustn't touch it. And it was set. It was set. It'll be hard jelly.
Jelly.
Daddy's come home now.
Daddy, we're making jelly.
Making
jelly?
Yes, we are.
You're
going to show me. Tell me what you've been doing.
We just put it in the container and Mummy splashed it
through
like that.
So we've made a pussycat and a teddy bear.
So how did you make that?
We just splashed it there. So we're going to make a splash.
Little telltale here is telling you that while I was pouring it into the mould I spilled some on the worktop.
But Mummy's just spilled it. No, it's too late for you because you just missed it.
Oh dear.
But Daddy will be here when it's set, won't he?
Of course he will.
It's got to cool now, then we'll put it in the fridge and then we'll eat it tomorrow.
Well, that's not fair.
What flavour is it?
It's strawberries. That's why it's red.
That's why it's red?
Yes. Of course. Like Mummy's t-shirt.
Like Mummy's t-shirt? Thomas, I'm wearing a blue dress. Right, shall we say hello to Pebby?
Hello, Pebby. Mummy, I said, hello there, Pebby, darling.
That was a silly song, wasn't it?
What?
It was. Right, come on. Pussycat wants to come in now.
See, I'm a dollar.
Don't fret, of course.
I'm a
let's do that jelly.
Well, the jelly's done, Tom. We're doing nothing else with the jelly now until tomorrow when we can eat it. Let's feed Purdy and then he can help me with...
The flowers.
No, Purdy,
what are you doing?
Purdy, step now. Oh, is your best friend? Yeah, she needn't really need you because... Oops, dinner's coming. And a mess of that as well, I've missed the plate. Oh dear, Tom, what's the matter with me? It's not handy, this little stew, isn't it? You can see what's happening, but listen, I don't mind you clearing up, you never ever touch anything up here, because that cooker might be hot. And on here there might be sharp knives or hot plates or something that will burn you. Or liquid that will spill, so I don't mind you climbing up, but never put your fingers in anything you see up here, will you? Unless you're listening.
No.
No, you're not. Well, if you don't listen and you do that, then the stool will go away, it's as simple as that. So it's in your own interest to listen, isn't it?
Hey, you didn't come along.
Hang on, would you like to give it to you? That's it. That's it, very, very clear. Okay, put the tray down.
Well
done, oh, that's nice. Thank you, Purdy Sled. Thank you very, very much. Right, now we'll do the flowers up here.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. We'll stand those books then.
Yes.
And mine's. Well, that's the one we'll have a look at in a few minutes. Right. No, don't touch that because that will cut you. That's very sharp.
Right.
Okay.
We need some flowers.
Flowers are here. These are a big bunch, isn't it, like this? Just get some kitchen rolls to catch up the drips. Oh, actually, we haven't washed those. No, I haven't washed those tea towels. That would be good, wouldn't it? Mm. Look, the water's gone pink. Because the paper, the wrapping paper's made it go pink. The wrapping paper was standing in the vase, wasn't it? The colours come out of the paper and gone into the water and made the water come up.
If you want to take that paper off, that's right, you can... It's on its other paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it, we can take the paper off then.
Now, sneezes.
Sneezes, scissors.
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 But that are my scissors.
No, not for doing flowers, darling. We need to be quite short because we've got to cut through all these tough stalks, haven't we? Right, we'll snip something, isn't it pretty? Look at those. That rose should smell nice. You smell the rose.
Don't leave Pooey.
Where's the little Pooey at the moment? Why are you saying Pooey?
That's everybody's Pooey. Pooey's not Pooey. It's everybody's Pooey.
Everybody that's Pooey is Pooey. I see. It was so nice in the arrangement. Quite nice if it would be nice if we could put in the vase the same way, wouldn't it? My heads has just dropped off. It's a bit of a shame.
It is a bit of a shame. Stop.
Right. Oh, are you going to reach all right here, or would you rather be on the table?
Well, be on the table.
I think you would actually, wouldn't you?
Of course.
There we are, let's clear them. Let's see.
Can I be on the table?
No, remember what happened earlier on? We tipped the water, didn't we? So just... That's it, you sit there. Good lad.
Hello.
What are you asking about? If the vase...
It's lost.
You're asking the vase if it's lost. And is it lost?
I'm climbing.
Right, I'll put those two in just to see how far the water goes down.
barbecue.
Well, you come in a minute. I need to take all the leaves off, though, you see, that are going in the water.
How is it going to I cannot be. Also, for the lad.
No, you can put the flowers in the water, but you can't cut the flowers. You've got some special flowers, haven't you? Scissors of your own, haven't you? Playing with. Just a minute. We've got to take all these leaves off, because if we don't, they go full in the water and make the water smell horrible. And the flowers don't last very long, because they're... The water that they're drinking isn't nice, is it? You know the water in the pond at the moment? What's that like?
A blossom.
Like a blossom? Mm. It's all green and horrible, isn't it? And sludgy.
Sludgy.
There are no ducks there now.
No. Of course there isn't.
Well, I don't think they could drink that. It's horrible. It's like the flowers. If all the leaves go horrible in the water, and the poor flowers are relying on that water for a nice drink.
It's not nice,
isn't it?
Which I
don't. No, you can do both of those. I was just getting the leaves up. How's that? That's right, why that side?
Flowers. You can have a drink now. Can't you?
Let's go with another one there to go in. You like helping me to arrange flowers, don't you?
Look at that big flower.
Now, do you know what that is?
Yes.
What is it?
Blossom.
Blossom. It's a rose.
It is a rose.
It's a nice ivory rose. Look, Daddy brought Mummy some ivory roses in the marketplace.
Yes.
Now we've got these.
Flowers.
I don't know what those are called, but they're very delicate pink flowers. They're beautiful, aren't they?
They might be called Pooey Poop.
I don't think we call Pooey Poop, Thomas. And we've got roses, and these are some very small chrysanthemums, aren't they?
Yeah, I do.
Right, okay. Now be careful. I think we've put the rose in last, because the rose is very delicate, isn't it? That's it, we'll put it there.
Now we need some rocks.
Oh, some white. Chrysanthemums there.
Roses again.
These are nice, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I've got a pool. Let it go right now. But it's finished everything.
Has she finished?
Anyway.
Finished her lunch.
And it's all up now.
Is she?
Yes, she is. I'm starving.
We'll wait till we've done the flowers, because if the water tips up, then that's not our toy, is it? It's Ben's. We'll have some explaining to do if his toy gets wet. Some more of these delicate pink flowers again, look.
Going to dry.
Pardon? It doesn't dry, it sets, Thomas. You're thinking of paintings drying, aren't you? No, it'll be a long, long time. When it's cool enough, I'll move it from the worktop and put it into the fridge. But it'll then have to stay in the fridge until it's set. And then when it's set, we can have it. We can eat it. We've got some different flowers here. Look at these. What are these?
I don't know what them is. You need scissors.
Do we need scissors?
But why use these scissors? Maybe on the bottom top.
No, they're here, darling. I think they're buried in all the leaves, aren't they? Are you going to lift this into the pot?
I'm going to do it because I'm looking for snails on the worktop.
Snails on the worktop? I didn't hope not, Thomas.
I can see one!
Where?
There!
It's not a snail, that's a flower leaf.
It's not.
It is.
I think I put it in rubbish.
Yes.
Yes. Rubbish makes it.
Look at
The rubbish men can collect it, can they?
Of course they can. And there's at least that one.
And would you like to put that one in as well?
No, thanks.
No?
Because I'm scared to play. I want to play now.
Well, just help me do this, Tom. I'm going to read that book. We've got some pretty pink
colours. Can't be fun to read it on my own. I read it on my own.
No, come on, we'll have done this in a minute.
No, I'm fed up.
Are you fed up? I know, it's not really a good thing, is it? Just come and talk to me in here, please. You need any help with the flowers. What do you want to tell me?
I start rocking. Well, I'm rocking.
You're rocking the rocking chair, yes.
That's why I'm like making some nice shoes.
You're making some shoes?
Yeah.
All right.
A big shoe like that is, that you can be your daddy.
Yes.
Those kind of shoes.
Oh, I see. The box with, yes, I see. The box with mummy's shoes in is on the rocking chair. And you're rocking the chair, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think we'll have to get you some new shoes soon, Thomas. Because we've walked such a long way that the soles are wearing out on yours, aren't they?
You want to put some more shoes on?
No, I haven't got any shoes on at the moment, and I'm fine, thank you.
I'm doing it fast.
No, don't, because you'll buy into the Mars dresser. I think we've done this now.
Huh. I'm going to have a see.
You tell me what you think.
That's like smashing poo.
Like smashing poo, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a compliment? No. Does smashing poo mean it looks really nice?
Yes.
Good. Look at this. What a shame this head fell off, didn't it?
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, what was that? That was a flower stalk.
Hmm.
Right, so now we'll wrap all this.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to put it in the dustbin.
Oh.
We'll have a little trip outside and we'll put it in the compost bin.
Ah! Oh. I know it's one of your shoes.
Oh, you know, I don't think you can go out with my shoes. And where's your wellies? Go and get your wellies.
I don't know where.
No, shall Mummy just go on her own?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't do it with off for me. It's a bit messy. That's not that. That's why it needs sweeping.
Right, you're going to use a carpet sweeper, are you, and sweep up?
Yes,
don't please bang into the table because you'll knock the flowers over. Okay, will you keep chatting while you're doing it?
Of course I'll be in chat.
Pretend I'm here and tell me what you're doing, okay?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
I'm sweeping this room now. I'm doing a stalk.
Yes.
It's been raining.
Yeah. It's
hot
outside.
It's hot outside.
Isn't it?
Well, I can just put
them
on
the floor,
then
I
can sweep them.
No,
we
don't
have
to do that, do we?
Before. Oh. Oh. Sorry, I sweep them up, Needy.
Have you done a really good job?
Yes, because there was a little stalk just right there.
Yes.
That's why I swept you up.
You swept it up?
So you turn on it. That's why I just went it quick.
You did it quick so I didn't tread on it?
Yeah.
That's a clever boy, isn't it?
Yes, there's two stalks just right there.
Really?
Yes.
I think that might be a mark on the carpet actually, Thomas, don't you?
I picked it up.
Well, you're very clever. What are you doing? Look, there's quite a few petals and things that.
Oh, yes.
You're using the carpet sweeper, aren't you? Keep it on the floor. Gently.
can be there.
Mm-hmm. You're a big vacuum cleaner, are you?
Vacuum cleaner.
Well, let's vacuum these bits up, shall we?
I can do it.
Well, you do it then. Watch your toes. That's it, forward and back.
I can't do it.
Go back into the chairs, that's it, carefully. Very good. There's a bit, two bits here, look. If I put them there, petals. That's it, sweep over them carefully, and there's one by your foot there. Well done, now Nina's flowers look very pretty, don't they?
There's any more?
No, I think you've finished, you've done a good job there, thank you. We need to put this away now, don't we?
There's no sweeping now.
I just put this away. Now, this book we're going to read.
Yes. It's about what?
It's about Christmas.
About Christmas?
Which is a bit silly saying as it's July, but still. We bought it today, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Christmas.
It's the Christmas story.
It's the time.
No, it's just here. No, the microphones are here. Stay here, please. Do you like to sit on my knee? Where are you all right?
Yes, I do.
Right, the Christmas story.
Christmas story. Oh,
it's a Dorian Kingsley book, isn't it? And I think it's a rhyming story about the Christmas story. It says on the back, follow the bright star to the stable in Bethlehem and visit Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus. Specially created for young children, this shaped board book brings the Christmas story to life. It's a bit silly reading about Christmas, isn't it, when it's supposed to be summer. But do you remember this? Do you remember when we had the nativity scene on Welsh Dresser? Mm. What's that in the start?
What's that?
That's Joseph.
That's Rita.
That's his wife. What's she called?
Donna.
Mary.
Yeah, and Rita.
Who do you think that is?
I don't know.
Baby.
Pooey.
Oh, baby Pooey.
That's
baby Jesus. Right, this is a little poem now. Mary was kneeling and saying a prayer when along came an angel with bright golden hair. Do not be afraid, I bring news of great joy. You will give birth to a small baby boy.
A baby.
A baby. After some time, Mary's baby was due. And she travelled to Bethlehem. Joseph came too. A very kind innkeeper found them a bed. You can rest for the night in my stable, he said. What are they riding on?
Horse.
A horse? A donkey?
Donkey.
Yeah, can you see that little chick?
That chick is frightened for a donkey.
Is it frightened of the donkey? Yes, it probably is. Well, look, what's on top of the end? The barn.
Bag. Owls.
Owls. Do-it-do-oom.
Do-it-do-oom.
Baby Jesus was born in the stable that night. He was laid in a manger, a wonderful sight. Mary and Joseph knelt down when they saw.
Oh, I wish I had gone in there.
Do you? The infant asleep in his crib. Lined with straw. Look, he was born in a stable. What can you see in the stable with a baby?
Sweets.
What can you see? Sweets?
Yes.
I don't think there were sweets there, but there are geese and little goats and lambs and donkeys.
Look, I'm stroking it.
You're stroking the baby's hair? Yeah. Oh, that's nice. There's a cockerel, a donkey.
No, that's when it's finished.
All right. Oh, shepherd's hair hook. Shepherds with
finished.
No. Shepherds with sheep on a hillside nearby.
No, Mama, I don't want to see.
Were amazed when some angels appeared in the sky.
Finished.
Oh, that's not the end of the book.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's not just pretty.
Oh, Tom Henry, did you not want to read that?
No.
No.
Because it's horrible. Because about the angel is naughty. Because he spoils everything.
The angel is naughty because he spoils everything?
Yeah, I want to jump on it.
No, the angel's naughty.
Yes.
Why is the angel naughty?
Because I want to snip your eyes away.
You want to snip your eyes away? The angel's eyes or my eyes?
Your eyes.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Abracadabra.
Why are you busy saying abracadabra today?
Because I'm an
abra man. Abra man, a magician. A magician is the word you're looking for, I think. Well, I'm going
no,
to
finished.
No, I'm reading the end. I've not read this. I don't remember. We don't
know. No. I don't want it.
I don't care. I'm reading it.
No.
Well, if you don't want it, why are you coming to get on the plane? I can see things I can't see here. Look, it looks like the choir up there.
Yeah.
There. Oh, I thought you didn't want to look. Shepherds with sheep on a hillside nearby were amazed when some angels appeared in the sky. Go and worship God's son. He was born here tonight. So they rushed to the stable, now shining with light. Oh, look, presents coming. Three kings from a land that was far, far away followed a star burning bright as the day. It happened to visit God's special young child. They gazed at their presents, then nodded and smiled. Do you know what presents were? Stop being silly.
What? They were some pegs.
No, they weren't pegs. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. But look at the feet. There's an orange, a pear and an apple. Do you think they actually brought gold, frankincense, myrrh, an orange, a pear and an apple as well? I think they probably had. Well, that's nice, isn't it? You got lots of presents when you were born.
Yes, I did.
You can't remember them because you were too tiny. And I didn't have you in a stable. And I didn't put you in a bed of straw.
No. Silly you.
Silly me. Fancy that, eh? Oh, there was me in Wiggenshaw Hospital and I should have had you in a stable. And there was you upstairs in a beautiful little crib with all soft covers.
Look!
And then you slept in a cot in a nice room with all soft covers and I should have just put you in a bed of straw, shouldn't I? Right, well, we'll do that tonight. Instead of going to bed, I'm going to put you in some straw and you'll be all prickly in the morning.
For some.
You would if you slept on straw. I might as well put you outside as well.
For? I said be a mouse.
You could be a mouse, yes. What was that song the Twainies were singing about a mouse?
I don't know.
They sang one about a mouse there, didn't they?
When cat gaffed a country mouth.
Mouse, not mouth. Mouse.
I'm just trying to say mouth.
It was something about a mouse, wasn't it?
But I can't walk. And then I can go on large streets. Then I walk on. See? That's magic.
It isn't magic. It's like walking on a tightrope, that, isn't it?
Walking on a tightrope?
Whoops.
It's not really a rope.
No, it's not really a tightrope, is it?
No, you're not really a rope. I know what? You're stuck.
Am I stuck?
Yes. We need rope. Of course.
You need some rope?
Because your mummy is stuck.
I think I'm alright and I can get
no,
you're
stuck.
Am I alright? Okay.
I know. Rope!
You want some rope?
Yes, we need to tie you up.
You need to tie me up or pull me out?
This rope! Chris! This rope!
Ah, oh, right. That's your rainbow coloured rope, isn't it?
It is rainbow.
Looks all the colours. What colours can you see?
Let's pull it.
Green, yellow, orange.
Let me.
Purple, blue. Gosh, that goes a long way, doesn't it? Don't let it go suddenly because it will hurt if it does. Ooh, it's a spring, isn't it? Just you to like that. We sang a song about a rainbow yesterday as well, didn't we, Nicole? Do you remember? How did it go?
Don't know.
Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. We don't remember the rest, do we? Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen a rainbow for quite a long time, have we?
No.
It's either been sunny or rainy. I don't think it's been sunny and rainy at the same time.
Let go, Mummy.
All right. Do you know how many colours are in the rainbow?
It's not bad, but it didn't hit my things.
Do you know how many colours are in the rainbow?
No.
Seven colours.
Can I come here?
Red and yellow.
Can I have two?
Thank you. Pink and green, orange and purple and blue, according to the song. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You don't need to let go, because if you climb up, then you can let go.
It's a rainbow-coloured coiled spring, isn't it? Plastic spring.
You can go that way. And don't let it go.
I'll try not to let it go, then. You might have to remind me. Got a twist in the middle, Tom.
No, I can't see.
Where the orange bit is in the middle. It looks like a paper chain. It looks like we're having a party.
I got this yellow.
You've got a lime green t-shirt on today.
Yes.
And the colours that you're holding at the moment look really nice with it, don't they? All greeny, yellowy colours. That's why it's twisted. Look right there. See what we can do about that. Perhaps it needs turning round again. We broke the other one, didn't we? We had to get a new one.
Which one needs the poo?
Does it?
Yes.
Right, okay, I can manage to help you with your dungarees.
Yes, please.
Okay.
What is upstairs?
No, the potty's down here.
I can't. I'm sick. It's in here. Sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
That's nice, isn't it? It looks like a rainbow when you do it like that. Right, let's take your dungarees off. Okay. You want
to sit on my body then I might roll you out.
Come on, if you want
your potty, get on it. I'm about
to roll. Come on, if you want your potty, get on it quick, quick. Manage.
Yes. I don't know. Give me your rope, please. And you can hold the other one.
There we are. Okay.
You can hold the other one.
Alright. Thank
you.
Oh, excuse you.
It's not worst.
Pardon?
It's not worst.
What do you mean it's not worst?
We need lots of rope.
Lots of rope?
Oh.
What, to pull me out?
Oh. Who's that whistling?
I think it's the fridge, isn't it? It's the noise the fridge is making. Right, I think we'll have a few minutes of privacy for you, don't you?
Shall yes, I do.
I'll go away for a minute.
What?
No, don't be naughty, don't do that. It will hurt, Thomas.
Okay, you just put one of your feet.
Press the mat for, please. That's it. No, no, gently. Tom, listen, why would you sit in quietly? Can I just talk to you? When you're playing with other children,
yeah,
you mustn't be rough. You're quite a big boy. And when we go to these different groups, a lot of the children are a lot smaller and a lot younger, aren't they? There are a lot of babies. And I know you have a lot of fun, but please be careful, darling, won't you?
Of course I won't.
No, don't say it like that, because listen, if you go somewhere and somebody does something to upset you, it really does upset you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, you get terribly upset and you talk about it a long time afterwards, and you wouldn't like to think that you'd upset another child and they were going home upset like you've been sometimes, would you?
I do this, so slippy poo like snails.
You do your slippy poo like snails? Yeah. Oh, thanks for keeping us informed. No, you play, you do play very, very nicely.
But just look at it.
No, just, no, sit right when you want till you finish.
It's not a snail. It's a big slug.
Alright, just sit where you are.
I finished now.
Have you finished?
Yeah. It's a big slug.
Just stay right where you are. Don't touch anything. That's very clever. Is that it?
That's right, it's worms.
Looks like worms.
It does. Like worms.
Well, I was just saying that you do play nicely with other children and you enjoy playing with other children. But just keep your voice down a bit. You squeal a bit and you shout a bit too much. It frightens people sometimes. There we are. Would you like to pull your pants up, please?
No, just give me a little bit. Look. It's not this big one.
All right, okay. Well, pull your pants up. We'll sort your toenail out in a minute.
I can do it. I can do
it. Right on your own. That's fine. You can't call you clever boy. What you clever boy?
I've just the time.
No, you won't, because you're going to get your hands washed now. There you are. Let's get your stool back up to the sink.
There, my baby. Touch him first.
There you are. Well, no, you always wash your hands before you have a meal, because especially if you've been stroking Pernia, I'll say you've been touching fur, but you haven't been touching fur now, but you always wash your hands when you use your potty, don't you? Yes? There you are, that's really...
Yeah, that's
one. No.
So, I'm just going
to it's a cork for wine bottles, isn't it? Is the water gone?
Oh yeah.
Let's dry your hands.
Water's gone now.
Clever boy.
Get all the water.
Tipped the water out there. Would you like a little drink now?
Of course not, yes. Of course.
Drink a special juice. You're going to sit at the table?
Of course not. No, I just sit at the floor.
All right.
Oh, that was hard.
What was hard?
And the rope trying to pull you up.
Oh, trying to pull me up with a rope?
Yes.
You're such a big lady, aren't I, compared to you?
Yeah.
Right, would you like this special juice?
Yes, of course. Blackcurrant.
It's like a blackcurrant milkshake, this, though, isn't it?
Yes, of course it does.
Oh, would you like your straw, the one that you're doing abracadabra with?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll give you a different straw, because that one's a bit broken, isn't it? There you are. How's that bendy straw? There you are. Can you manage?
Of course I can. Just put it there. Just put it in this toenail.
You're trying to sweep your toenail out?
Yes,
a bit. Ah, you're chipping?
Yeah.
You've done it. Right, what should you do to produce? We don't do any more, because what we'll do tonight, when you've had your bath and your toenails feel nice and soft, we'll snip snip then, I think. Let's just close the fridge, is it right?
No, it's not in the fridge, it'd be in the juice compartment.
The juice compartment? Well, it's still in the fridge, the juice compartment of the fridge. Right, what are you drinking then? Look at these, we've not seen these for absolutely ages, have they? Have we? Flashcards. Do you remember flashcards?
I do.
What number is that?
Number 6.
No.
Number 1.
That's right, when the postbox says that, it means that the postman's emptied the box for the night and he won't be coming again until the first collection in the morning at breakfast time. That's number 1. What number's that?
Number 6.
No.
I knew that because you got me a lady looking for number 1.
Just sit down, please. I'll pass them to you.
All right. I got me a lady. See, it's number 1. And you can walk. Your fingers.
Yeah, what's that?
Number 6.
No.
Number 6.
I'll give you a clue. How many Wellingtons are on the front of that card?
1, 2.
Right, so what's the number on the back?
Number 6.
No, if there are 2 Wellingtons.
Number 6.
No. Right, have a look at the card you've got in your hand.
Number 1.
That's number 1. Look at the front, how many teddy bears are on the picture?
Just 1.
Just 1, and it's number 1. How many Wellingtons are on this card?
1, 2.
2. So what's the number on the back?
Two.
2 Wellingtons. Number 2. How many cars are on that picture? How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, there are 3.
3.
And so what's the number on the back?
Number 6.
You're obsessed with number 6. Right, number 1 is when the postman has emptied the box at night and he doesn't come back during the night, and he's telling us that the first collection will be in the morning after breakfast. Number 2 with the 2 Wellingtons.
Yeah.
That means he's coming at dinner time to get the second collection of the day.
Here's the number 1. You can be a postman, change me.
Alright.
I can be a postman.
You can be a postman pretending that it's lunchtime. He's already emptied it at breakfast, so he's taking the one out. He's come at lunchtime, and that's number 6. Number 2. And then he comes at tea time. How many cars?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thomas, I don't understand this. Yesterday you said there were 4 girls, and there were 4 girls. And yet you see a picture of 3 cars and you think it's 6.
6.
Number 3. And he puts that on. When he collects at lunchtime, he changes it from number 2 to number 3 to tell everybody that the next time he comes is the 3rd collection of the day. How many ducks on that picture?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There are 4. You counted 4 and then you pointed right in the middle. How many toothbrushes?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There are 5.
There are 5.
And how many building bricks?
1, 5, 3, 4, 3.
You silly billy, there are 6. Right, I think that will do for now. But we do this, don't we, every day? Where's the number 1 card? Oh, it's here. When we go...
No.
What's your juice, darling? You want to tip it up?
I need that, because I need the lots of stuff here.
Do you? All right. When we walk towards the postbox, you and I always have to guess which number's on the postbox. Just a minute. Don't we? And we nearly always guess right, don't we?
Stir it up, because it's mixed.
You're stirring up your juice with your straw to mix it. Like we did the jelly. It looks a little bit like the jelly, only not quite as bright. And then what happens with the Teletubbies? All the Teletubbies say goodbye, and at the end one pops up, and we always guess which one's going to pop up, don't we? I nearly always say Poe, and who do you say?
Tea green.
Yeah, who was it today? Can you remember?
Ah,
was it?
Tea green.
You look like him. Didn't see in that green t-shirt. don't you? Oopsie whoopsie. Look, I'm just going to turn the tape off. Will you drink your juice and then you can have the cards?
Right, okay. I drink it fast.